I'm Petty Officer Santiago Navarro. On this edition of the AFN Naples Report, Hurricane Debby and new Commander Task Force 67, change of command. Florida National Guardsmen are assisting residents of the state affected by Hurricane Debby. Soldiers assigned to the Guards 868 Engineer Company conducted high water rescue operations recently to help residents to safety after flooding from the storm in Florida's Suwanee County. Florida Governor ordered National Guard soldiers and airmen to prepare to respond to Debby recently. Since then, more than 3,000 were activated. Army Colonel Jeremy Davis, commander of the 50th Regional Support Group, said, and I quote, "You can't wait until a storm hits to call up the Guard, so we get our people in uniform and into position ahead of time," end quote. Captain Brian Schneider, a Long Island native, relieved Captain Brian P. Hager from Banks, Texas, as Commodore Commander Task Force CTF-67 during a change of command ceremony at Naval Air Station Sigonella, Italy, recently. Hager assumed command of CTF-67 in June 2022. During his tenure, he was responsible for providing Naval Maritime Air Forces for two geographic combatant commanders. He also deployed helicopters homeported in Rota, Spain, and Maritime Patrol and Reconnaissance Forces deployed to Keflavik, Iceland, Ceuta, Crete, and Sigonella, Sicily to support and defend allies and partners and deter adversaries. Captain Schneider made a remark on the former Commodore saying, and I quote, "Commodore Hager has been an inspiration to all of us. You are passionate about people, and I am humbled to take the reins from you," end quote. To read more on Hurricane Debby, please visit defense.gov. And to read more on Captain Hager, please visit command6fleet.navy.mil. That's your AFN Naples Report. I'm Petty Officer Santiago Navarro.